That goes beyond, because we can say the world is in the state that it's in because of poverty. We can say that the world is in the state that it's in, but at the end of the day, America is in the state that she is in because of pure wickedness. And we are living in extremely perilous and dangerous times. But I need you to understand that during these times, you as a believer has a responsibility. We give God praise for Sister Marquita and the praise team. Didn't they sound absolutely amazing? Amen. We thank God for them. Glory to God. And there are some things that I'm about to do with the music department because it's really been on my heart. But somebody say, I have a responsibility to America's crisis. Yeah, I have a responsibility. And today's message is for the lazy Christian. Today's message is for the believer that's been running from responsibility because you still want to live your life. But the Bible tells us that the only way to find your life is to lose it. Do I have any Bible readers in here? And some of you are still in search of purpose because you refuse to die. I've been telling y'all that for months. You're still in search of purpose. You still are in search of a calling because you refuse to die to your own ideas, to your own goals, and what you told yourself outside of the leading of the Holy Ghost. But somebody say, I am a part of God's chosen people. You have to ask yourself, chosen for what? To do what? To become who? You can give me, just for a few minutes, amen. You have to ask yourself, what am I chosen for? Why did God call me out of sin? Have you ever wondered that? Or did you just think that, you know, God called you out of sin because you had a praying grandmama? But the truth of the matter is that your grandmother prayed for you because she had already seen your future. God never raises up an intercessor to just waste prayers. God raises up prayer warriors and intercessors to intercept the plan of the enemy, but to also birth out purpose. Intercessors are midwives. And I'm looking at some lazy intercessors in this room. I'm looking at some people that have been wounded, my God, and you told God that you didn't want to pray no more. I'm looking at some people that say, God, the last time I prayed for somebody, they still died. Do I have a witness in here? I'm looking at some people that say, God, the last time I stood in the gap, the warfare that happened in my own life, I felt like I was not going to recover from it. And a lot of times we retreat from prayer and intercession because of the fear of responsibility and because of the fear of backlash. But look at somebody and say, it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to pray. It is through prayer. We're still in the same vein that we have been in. It is through prayer where your identity in Christ is revealed. It is through prayer, my God, where you begin to receive the burden of the Lord. Can I tell you something? Many of you in this room, you struggle in the areas that you struggle in, not because you're incompetent, but you struggle because you don't pray. The areas that you struggle in life, watch this. Or you pray about everything but that. Okay, am I talking to anybody? You pray for everybody but you. You will pray for your kids. You will pray for your mama. But when was the last time you prayed for that perversion that's living on? Oh my God, it got real stiff in this room. When was the last time you put your own rebellion on the altar? Because the problem is we have silent prophets and running intercessors because you don't want the responsibility that comes with your calling. Woo! Look at somebody and say, you have a calling. Or you'll find somebody else and say, you've been called to do more. And so a chosen people, chosen for what? Chosen to do what? And chosen to become who? Look at somebody and say, you have been chosen. God did not just call you to be a churchgoer. As a matter of fact, our version of church is not God's version of church. Oh my God. See, some of y'all would have been killed in the temple because you come to church for everything but God. Our version of church is entertainment and lights and camera and action. And you want to wait until your flesh feel good. But some of y'all would have never made it until the holies of holies. You would have died in the outer court. Are you hearing me today? Yeah. Our version of church is not God's ecclesia. Woo, I feel teaching power in this room. We created a version of church for our flesh to feel like we've done something. But you ain't really had church until the preacher is preaching and tears, my God, begin to come down your face. Why? Because you can feel the conviction of the gospel. Woo! But can I tell you what God told me? The Lord said the church is getting ready to be reborn. Oh my God. He said, I'm ready to raise up a church. And he ain't talking about a brick and mortar. He's talking about a people. God said, I am getting ready to raise up a people that's tired of running from responsibility. Oh my God. I'm getting ready to raise up a nation that's sick and tired of what we call church. Because what we call church is nothing but flesh on parade. And what we call church is performance void of consecration. You know, we let anybody sing as long as they're available. You know, we let anybody play as long as they're willing to accept the pay. But that is not God's church. God's church, listen to me. God's church is made up of the walking dead. Oh, why do you, have you ever thought of why before a leader accepts you into the fold of that particular mu'utikia, he shandede beke, have you ever wondered why before you join a church, they ask you, are you saved? Have you been baptized? Because church is not for the unbeliever. Church membership is not for the unbeliever. Anybody can come. But the objective of when you come is for the gospel to be preached. Oh my God. And when the gospel is preached, men bow their knees in repentance. When the gospel is preached, the gospel changes you to another man. It changes you into another woman. Church membership is for the called out ones. Church partnership is for the ones that have made a decision to make Jesus their Lord. Our version of church, we just accept anybody. And, you know, everybody saved. Everybody saved now. You know, everybody a Christian. It's actually a popular thing to do. It's actually, this is the age of the influencer. And so you get more followers when you say you're Christian. So now Christianity have become marketable to a deaf and dumb generation. Christianity have become marketable. Y'all follow anybody that speak in tongues, but you never inspect fruit. Y'all call anybody a prophet that says, thus saith the Lord. You are not a prophet without a burden for God's people. You are not an intercessor, and you full of hatred and envy. I ain't got no church in here. But God said that the church is getting ready to be reborn with the chosen ones. Woo! Everybody, I'm an intercessor. Your fruit don't say you intercede. You can't be an intercessor and you walk past people on purpose and don't say anything to them. You cannot be an intercessor when praise and worship is going on and you sit there as if I'm not moving until my pastor gets up. You don't worship Jesus Christ. You worship Genesis Warren. And the problem becomes we worship our, oh my God, it's quiet, but I gotta tell y'all, because if I don't tell you the truth, you're gonna come here Sunday after Sunday, revival after revival, Thursday after Thursday, and you still gonna be empty. And what's about to happen in this nation is going to run you crazy until you get something in you for real. You don't serve old Sunday. You don't serve God. You serve Genesis Warren. You move when I'm up. But that ain't real dedication. Because see, an intercessor will say, God and I already showed me what's going to happen in service today. And God has revealed to me my responsibility to birth out the move of the Spirit. Are y'all hearing me? You have a responsibility. Intercessors is not a group of folks that ain't got nothing else better to do but to pray. You know, when you ugly, you ain't got nothing hardly else but to do. So in a lot of churches, all the ugly folks be intercessors. Because you ain't getting none, you ain't doing nothing. So all the ugly people be intercessors. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. So we didn't make it. Oh my God. Or we leave it up to the mothers that ain't got no zeal to do much no way. Yeah. It's a quiet church, but I'm telling you the truth. And so watch this. We've made intercession about a team and not about a death of a people. If intercession is limited to a team of no life having people, what are we doing? Listen to this. Watch this. You have a responsibility to the earth's crisis right now, that what we're in right now. I'm not arguing with nobody. I had never even heard of the man until he died. And I promise, it's no shade. It's the truth. I had to do real research to see who the young man was. Pastor E showed me him getting shot in the neck. It was horrific. Oh, my God, it was horrible. I didn't cry, I mean, but it was sad. Okay? It was sad. It was horrible. I think it was very horrible. And I'm just going to tell you this as a prophet. The young man and the family that they didn't paid off to say that that's the killer. That ain't the killer, baby. And I'm going to tell you this. Somebody from the Republican Party on the team that he's on had him murdered and killed. It was a trained assassin that killed that man. And they found a family to pay off to sacrifice their son that's already mentally ill. That's why you need a prophet. Because some of y'all are like, see, I knew that. But you just needed that confirmation. See, if you ain't never had a prayer life, you better get one. Watch this. I'm a chosen people. Chosen to do what? Chosen to become who? Come get this for me. Chosen. 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 I just really want to stop right there. Chosen. Because I'm talking to a lazy church. Y'all don't want to do nothing. You don't want to. You don't want to pray. I need you to do a couple of prayer. Me? I don't know. And you be talking out loud on the phone, but you can't pray in front of folks? Talking loud, clowning, showing all 26 of your teeth. All 39 of them. And you can't pray. Can you do the announcements? What announcements? See, this is a church lazy. Don't want to do nothing. Hey, I need you to do X, Y, Z. You want me to do it? You want me to? But then, watch this. Watch this. But then you wonder why you don't have no joy. You don't have no joy because you're full of rebellion. You don't want to say yes to God concerning your calling and your purpose. This is the listen to me. One of my greatest callings in this world is that of being a daughter. I am an amazing daughter to my mom. Listen to me. Can I have my shoes? I'm an amazing daughter to my mom. I took care of my father until he passed away. Pastor E can attest to that. My spiritual father, let me tell you something. I went to New York City the other day, and I spent about $500 alone on a ride share. It was a 129 going one place, a 129 the next place, and 89 here, and hotel $400 a night, and I just spent a whole lot of money, right? But I didn't complain. You want to know why? Because I was doing it for a good cause. Let me tell you something. I woke up. The Lord told me, he said, whatever your leader is, he said, I've called you to be a shamar. He said, I've called you to be a watchman. He said, I've called you to be a guard. And so wherever he is, I have to be because of my assignment to him. When I woke up, I kid you not, when I get back home Friday, when I woke up, I had a wire to my bank account that I didn't even see coming. Listen to this. The wire was really quadruple of what I spent out even going to New York City, and this is the truth. Watch this. Some of y'all struggle financially because you worship money. Some of you struggle, and you may say, what you got to do with it? I'm finna help you. Some of you, hear me, I got to make my money, child. I got to do this, and I got to do this. See, as long as you're chasing a dollar, you're going to always be running. As long as you got to chase a dollar, you're going to always be running. Let me tell you something. I didn't get that wire just because I'm so whatever. I received a wire. Listen to this. I received a wire as a harvest of the seeds that I planted as a son, as a daughter. And whenever I do something, I ain't looking for nothing back. See, some of y'all, you buy some tissue and you wait on somebody to cash app you back. See, you don't know how to be blessed.
Come on now.
You buy some cups and you tell my Pastor E how I get my money back. I'm talking to you because as long as you are always looking for something instantly in return, you're going to always struggle. Watch this. This is why some of you don't pray, because you feel like God didn't answer you last time quick enough. I'm talking to your faithless heaven tell. That's what I'm talking to. You don't pray because you're full of yourself. And you mad at God because God didn't do what you wanted him to do in the timing that you asked him to do it. But can I tell you something? That whenever God doesn't do it your way, it's because he has a better way. Look at somebody and say, there's a better way. Yeah. Come on, be honest. Have you ever prayed about something and it didn't happen, or the opposite happened and you got discouraged? Let me see your hand. Amen. So what you do? You stop praying. Because you got discouraged. You stop praying. A chosen people. Listen. With what is happening in our country, you are a solution. You are an answer. It may be on your job. It may be to your church. It may be in the sphere of influence. It may be to your family. Some of you, don't y'all know some of y'all family members is lost? Yeah. I know when folks die, we'd like to put everybody in heaven, but y'all be lying. Y'all be lying. Now, I know, you know, we're just going to leave that alone. But I'd rather you just say, you know what? You know, about eternity, I don't know. But they was there was my cousin and I loved them, and just let it be. Y'all be talking about they flying and got wings. Now Junebug then carjacked somebody and then blew their brains out, and the neighbor came and shot them, and y'all talking about they in heaven.
My God.
Just leave it alone, baby. Just don't even say nothing. Everybody got spray painted shirts with wings. Talking about fly high. And they was a menace to society. You know, some folks so awful, folks be glad when they dead. See, y'all don't like truth. Some folks is so off. Woo! Look at somebody and say, you have a calling and a purpose. Ask them, say, what you gonna do with it? The most opinionated people are either prophets or intercessors. It's a quiet church. You opinionated because you ain't got nowhere for that opinion to go because you don't pray.
My God.
Let me tell you the other day, I was talking to my pastor about something, and what I said to him was true. But then the Lord convicted me about it. Watch this. Because the Lord said, you never want, let me put my laptop down so every person in the room can see me. But the Lord started dealing with me. And so I texted him, I said, I apologize because I never want to say something to you that will make you question God's leading concerning another person. What I said was true, but I have to make sure that because my leader listened to me, that I'm not feeding him information that will potentially make him disobey God concerning another person. But I only have that conviction because I carry my leader and his vision in prayer. Watch this, just as I do myself. Y'all, pastor, the Lord showed me that this person is Jezebel. Well, tell them. But one of the reasons why people never tell somebody else that, you don't even want them to know that. You want me to know that because you don't want me to fool with them, because you're full of rejection and you don't want nobody to get your spot with your carnal, prayerless self. Because if you see the spirit of Jezebel, it is your responsibility to get on your face. Because I have a responsibility to them just like I have a responsibility to pastor you. We have to be careful that we don't say things to get our leader to do things that we want them to do because of our own rejection and insecurity. The Bible says sons abide forever. So the only way you insecure about your seat is if you know that it's permanent, it's temporary anyway. I'm going to say that again. The only way You feeling some type of way about your seat is if you know that you are temporary anyway.
Yeah.
I don't care who come and go. I'm a son. I'm going to be here forever. So I don't care. You got to be careful. Watch this. Prayer is the key to all things spiritual. Prayer is the key to the character of Christ. Prayer is the key to your calling. I'm not licensing nobody as a minister and you scared to pray. Are you crazy? Father, name Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yeah. So you're wordless to your God? You have nothing to say? You have nothing to say because you don't pray. And you don't pray for one reason why you don't pray, because you don't read your Bible. I'm not licensing nobody as no deacon, as no minister, as nothing, and you scared to pray. The problem is that we've let people preach before they were able to pray. It's oxymoronic. Because who you hearing from as to what to know what to preach if you don't pray?
Come on now.
Are you hearing me? I'm a prophet. How many hours a week you pray? I asked somebody one time, he talking about four. I said, you lying. I know you don't pray 4 hours, because the last time I heard you, you weren't talking about nothing. So there's no way that you pray 4 hours a week. You don't even pray 4 hours a week. Lying. See, let me tell you this. In this cosmetic church, we're so used to being needed until when pressure is put on you to die to your flesh and to press into prayer, you feel like you're under witchcraft and abuse. Well, I'm under control. Your flesh is out of control, so you need to be put in control. Look at somebody say, your flesh a mess. You need somebody to get you in order. With your disobedient self, called to be a minister, called to be a preacher, called to be a praise and worship leader, just called and doing nothing with your calling. And you wonder why you're depressed. You're depressed because you're doing nothing besides going to work, eating, and sleeping. What type of life is that with your gifted self? You're going to have to work 4 jobs before this economy. Oh, wait, I'm telling you right now. Because as long as you're chasing a dollar, you're going to have to keep on running. But when you press into prayer and say, God, show me what I need to do. Father, I'm multi-gifted. Show me which business to launch. When was the last time you inquired of the Lord instead of complaining? All some of y'all do is complain. Ain't God. This is what I need. Who cares? Pray about it. I can't afford my rent. I don't know what I'm going to do. And all you do is complain. Let me tell you something. Quit calling your friends doing all that complaining. I'm telling you for them, they sick of you. I'm telling you right now. They sick of you. Every time they talk to you, you're behind on your bills. Something wrong. Your neck hurt. You got an earache. Your toe been broke. They sick of you. Every time they talk to you, something is wrong. They sick of you. They don't want to tell you because they love you, but I'm telling you, the folks is sick of you. They sick of you. Because those who are prayerless are professional mourners and complainers. Professional mourners. Something always wrong with you. You never got no joy, no peace, because you're prayerless. Well, I just need a financial breakthrough. You can get the money, you'll still be broke. Because you're going to spend it just as quick as you get it. Because prayer teaches you discipline. See, people without a prayer life stuck in poverty. Because as quick as you get money, you spend it. Because you don't have discipline. You're spending it on crab legs, you're going out to eat. Some of you, all you do is eat up your money. All you do is eat and drink up your money. I mean, if you're going to be a drinker, you at least need to be a smart drinker. Drink at home, because when you go out, the drinks is too high. I'm just saying, if you're going to do it. If you're going to do something, you at least need to be a smart person.
That's right.
You going out Atlanta. Somebody told me yesterday, when you go to the club in Atlanta, it's $60 to park. You got to pay to get in. You're going to eat, they're going to charge you a liquor fee, a sit-in fee, a live band fee, a fee for the food, gratuity. And by the time you get through paying, you're paying 2 to 3 times what your meal is actually worth, not even including parking and the entry fee. Hey, you talking about you broke. You broke because you carnal. Spending all that money at the club, and if I pull your tithe record, it's $13.06. It's a choir church. I tell Pastor E to give me the tithe list, and your name ain't ever on there. But you always outside on Instagram. I rebuke your outside in Jesus' name. Until you learn some financial discipline. You go out and spend hundreds of dollars. We pull your tithe record. It's $21.09 for 12 months. Somebody lying. And talking about it's hot in church. I ain't studying what a nun tithe payer got to say about it being hot, because you ain't paying for us to be in here. It's a quiet church today. Now for tithe to say, Pastor, you know, I'll explain what's going on, because you deserve to know. But if you don't support the worker, don't ask me nothing.
Come on.
With your prayerless self. Because see, listen to this. See, when you pray, watch this. When you pray, I'm telling you, when you pray, God start getting on you about everything. He said, you didn't say that right. You didn't have the right spirit concerning them. Pastor was preaching and you turned a deaf ear. You didn't hug that person right. The Holy Ghost will tell you that.
said, because I hugged you and you didn't hug me right. Now, mother, I understood what you were saying, because see, when people hug you, you can't feel their spirit. But she was wrong, amen. But listen, the Holy Ghost will start getting on you about everything. Your clothes too tight. You're too seductive. It's a quiet church. People in this church got hips from here to Alabama. So that's why you need to wear a long shirt. You need to wear a blazer. So when you turn around, the men or the women ain't distracted. But see, prayer. Brothers, the Lord will take them pants to revealing. See, it's too much flesh on parade for us to have a prayer life. Somebody lying. The spirit of seduction is too prevalent in our churches for us to have a prayer life. Now, I'm not saying because, you know, people that's religious think anybody that's attractive is seductive, and it's not the same. You can be attractive, you can have tattoos, amen, and all that. But see, seduction is a spirit. You could be big and black and overweight and still be seductive. And you can be attractive and not house the spirit of seduction. That's seduction on you. Because you don't pray. Watch this. And some of us try to seduce God. I'm finna go and start coming to church, you know, I'm trying to do right. I'm finna go and come to church, I'm gonna do right. God know you don't mean nothing you saying.
Yeah.
You scared to go to jail. Uh-huh. You need a financial breakthrough, so you know what, I'm just trying to get my life right with God, you know. And so you start trying to get your life right with God. And time things start getting better for you. You don't pray no more. We don't see you no more. When you didn't have a car, you was on time. Now you got a car and we got to come find you. I know you ain't praying. The hole in the wall. I feel it in here. Come out that hole, the old Shonda. Come out that hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. I see somebody right now. You in a hole in the wall. Uh-huh, yep, you got a little spot right on up in that hole in the wall. God calling you out your mess today, I'm telling you. Listen, if you're going to be a prayer warrior, and if you're going to be serious about what God has called you to do, I keep telling you, everything is not a sin, but some things you can't do because of your calling. We got to get back serious about what God has called us to do again. Then y'all be lying. I don't know what I'm called to do. For real. I don't know. I was talking to somebody last night. And I told him, I said, you sit up here lying. You know exactly what you called to do. You're just scared to do it. What you scared for? You ain't scared of nothing else. What you scared of that for? Because of rebellion. Watch this. In order for you to be a solution, somebody say, I am called to be a solution. You got to die to yourself.
Yeah.
You got to die to yourself. And the only way to do that is how? Through prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
Some of you got to go a little deeper. You're praying, but you're eating everything in sight. You know that flesh is a mess. One day I was at my mama's house, and she had some cookies. Then she messed around and got something else. Then she got some popcorn. It. I said, Mama, you all right? She said, girl, you know this flesh. I said, what? She said, you know this flesh ain't never satisfied. And it's the truth. You will eat one thing, then think about something else, or you will be on TikTok and see something else, and now you want that. And then, watch this, if you don't learn to develop discipline through prayer, your belly becomes your God. So whatever your appetite tells you to do, you do it. Economically, sexually, financially, socially, spiritually. So many people go in between darkness and light. God don't answer quick enough, so now you're turning the tarot cards. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Okay. Now listen. Because I'm very educated, and I know more than what I teach on Sunday mornings. However, a lot of people lose their minds because they keep on. You go over here, and then you 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 over here, and over here. And I've seen people literally go crazy, and their mind has not come back to this day. Because they are tossed to and fro with anything that is accessible.
Yeah.
All right, you can play some song. Father, we thank you today. Everybody standing. Say, I will not be a lazy Christian. Say, I have responsibility. Every hand lifted, because you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility with your family. You have a responsibility to this church or whatever church you may be a part of. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to be a solution. You have a responsibility. Hear me, even those of you that are not here today, those of you that are watching online, you have a responsibility to reveal God's kingdom in the earth. You have a responsibility to be an answer where there are questions. You have a responsibility to be peace where they is is chaos. You are chosen for a purpose that you have yet to see. You've been chosen. Everybody give somebody a hand. Maybe if we could stretch out across here. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go get his hand. I'm good. Go get his hand. Thank you, Jesus. The neighbor that you're touching, they have a calling on their lives. As a matter of fact, because I don't want them to go to sleep. Just one second. And when we come back in, I want you to give me something like, who we got over there? We got Darius. Okay, we got a three-piece. We got more than enough to do. We got to do. When we come back in, I need you to give me something like, I don't even know. Aisha could just come over here and help him. I don't know. I just need to get in that prayer vein. And so when I get in my prayer vein, it's like a prophetic rock kind of flow. I don't know how to explain it, but when we come back. But right now, I need everybody holding hands. I need everybody holding hands, because the person that you are holding hands with have a calling that they must become resolved with, because if not, your days ahead will be tormented. Some of you are called to the gift of helps. Wherever there's a need, you're called to help. You're called to be a solution. You're called to be present. And some of you have the gift of mercy. Some of you are, oh, you're very forgiving. Some of you can see the good in everybody. Guess what? We need you in full operation in your mercy ministry. Because I have it, but it go in and out. Okay? So there are many gifts of the Spirit. And so a lot of you, first of all, that's why you got to read your Bible. Because there's so many gifts of the Spirit. And you have at least one of them. The gift of administration. The gift of giving. The gift of prophecy. The discerning of spirits. The working of miracles. There are so many spiritual gifts. Diverse kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, again, the ministry of helps. There's so many administration. There's so many spiritual gifts. Listen, the gifts of God will reveal your calling in the earth. You got to study your Bible. You got to digest the word so that you can become the word, and so that what is living on the inside of you can be activated in the name of Jesus. I'm about to pray a prayer over you, and you are going to agree. Okay, this prayer is for the activation of spiritual gifts. Okay, I think it was a few Thursdays ago I actually taught on spiritual gifts. But some of you, I have to lay hands and I have to impart into you. Okay, but I need you right now. Everybody, every eye closed. Thank you, Jesus. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. There's a gift. There's a calling. There's an anointing on the inside of you that God is going to activate today.
Yes, Lord, today, as we are touching all over this building, yes, Lord, as we are touching all over this building as a form of agreement, as a sign of agreement, Father, in the name of Jesus, come on, everybody, begin to pray in tongues. If you have a heavenly language, begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray in the spirit. If you have a heavenly language, if you don't have a heavenly language, say, yes, Lord, I agree. Come on, just say, yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree. Come on. Yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree. I just want you to say that. Yes, Lord, I agree. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray in this room today, I decree that the power of agreement is here in Jesus' name. Father, there are many gifts. There are many callings. There are many talents. There are many anointings that's in this room. So, Father, I decree that there will be a stirring. I decree that there will be a divine activation in the name of Jesus. I curse the powers of fear. Yes, I speak to the wounded intercessor, the one that prayed last time and nothing happened, the one that travailed last time and nothing gave birth. But, Father, I decree now in the name of Jesus that you are giving them their stamina back. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the missionary, I pray for the minister, I pray for the evangelist, I pray for the one that has the gift of prophecy and their mouth has been closed. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that you will open your mouth and you will prophesy. I decree that the word of the Lord will be in your mouth. Yes, the word of the Lord will be in your mouth. The word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit shall be in your mouth. In the name of Jesus, I say every spiritual gift that is in this room, come alive. Yeah, come alive. In the name of Jesus, hey, I decree resurrection power. Yes, resurrect us, resurrect us, resurrect us, resurrect our faith to believe. Oh yes, that you desire to use us. I speak to every person in this room that has been chosen to be an oracle for Christ. Open your mouth wide, hey, open your mouth wide, hey, open your mouth wide, hey. I snatch the muzzle off of you, and you will declare the word of the Lord, and you will declare the works of the Lord. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open your mouth, and I will fill it. Open your mouth, and I will fill it. Open your mouth, and I will fill it. You will uproot, you will cut down, you will rebuild, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every gift, every gift, every gift, come alive. I curse the voice of Satan. You are needed, you are anointed, you are called. I speak to your spirit man, come alive, come alive, come alive, 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 alive. I call you out of the grave. I call you out of the grave. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. Hey. I curse the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. I curse the spirit of Jezebel. I curse every rebellious spirit that wants you to keep on running. Take off your running shoes. Take off your running clothes and yield to the word of the Lord. And yield to the voice of the Lord. And yield to the rhema of the Lord. And yield to the logos of the Lord. I decree a divine yielding. Everybody lift up your hands. Stay where you are. Lift up your hands and open your mouth and say, Lord, I yield. Come on. Lord, I repent for being rebellious. Lord, I repent for running from you. I know you called me. You called me in my mother's womb. Lord, I repent for being carnal. Lord, I repent for answering the God of my flesh and not the God of my spirit. Open your mouth and repent. Come on. Open your mouth and repent. Open your mouth and repent. Say, Lord, you can use
use me, Lord. You can use me. Here I am. Use me. Use my hands. Use my mouth. Use my mind. Use my spirit. Lord, use me. Come on and say it. Close your eyes and tell the Lord that he can use you.